Okay, this morning, for whatever reason I was delayed, I had wanted to have a handout and maybe learn a concise inside, but I just came and you'll have to rely on me. What I'd like to do today, I wanted to talk about some of the halachas that relate to Mechiras Chametz. Most of us don't have to know much about Mechiras Chametz. You have to know to clean and burn and eat whatever you have to eat. Mechiras Chametz is given over to Rabbanim. And in Kol Zeh, there are a few topics related to Mechiras Chametz that, first of all, are Yesodistic topics. And also, it seems to me I'm misunderstood. And it's a strange thing. It's even by Rabbanim who go to do the Mechira, there are a couple of strange things that happen. So let me talk to you about Mechiras Chametz. The evolution of Mechiras Chametz started when people went to the Goyish and Neva and gave them a box of Chametz. There's no Mechiras Chametz in the Gemara in the wholesale way that we do Mechira, or in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in the long Shari Tshuvas talk about the way we do Mechiras Chametz. The idea of Mechiras Chametz is to sell the Chametz. A person comes out of Yom Tov, he's got some Chametz left over, he goes to his Goyish neighbor, and he sells it to him. Whether he gives it to him as a gift, or he sells it to him, but he gives over ownership, and it's given, it's a permanent matano, or a permanent Mechira. It goes without saying that any Mechira al-Tanai is a mistake. Somebody who gives chametz to a guy on some kind of condition that he'll sell it back after Yom Tif, or he'll give it back, or he'll allow him to buy it back. Any conditional sale is a mistake. Because if I sell you something on a condition, and the condition is not fulfilled, then the mechira is bottled. Then there was never a mechira in the first place. That's what a tanai is. A tanai is that this is done conditionally. And the condition is not fulfilled, but then the Mechira is not a Mechira, and the person was over and having Chametz on Pesach. So the idea that a Mechira's Chametz is somehow conditional on him selling it back is totally untrue, and I'll explain to you how we do the Mechira in a few minutes. The first issue I want to talk about is what people call selling the whole house. Selling the whole house it's an expression that really means that I'm going to be away for all 8 days. My wife doesn't want to clean, and maybe she wants to clean, but she's not cleaning. And we're going away. We're going to a hotel. We're going to children. We're going to neighbor to parents. Wherever it is, the person is going. So he doesn't clean the house. He just locks up the house and wants to sell whatever chametz is there to a guy. Now, of course, it's no different. If you have one closet in your house in which you lock up the chametz and sell it to the guy, so that's okay. That's what people do. So if the closet is the whole house, so then the closet is the whole house. The whole point is that we do a mechira to a guy, and we're sure we have no chametz left in the house. When someone is going away, so, in effect, he turns his whole house into the closet. Just like you have a closet where you're piling in your chametz. There's no reason to do bedika there. Not going to be baidik, the closet that you purposely put chametz into. So, if your whole house is going to remain chametz sticks, so you lock it up and you sell to the guy. Now, for reasons that are not clear to me, many people have the expression, I'm just selling the whole house. Now, it doesn't mean you're selling the house. It means you're selling the chametz in the house. It's a strange thing because at Mechiras Chametz, a group of Rabbanim sit together. Inevitably, on the Mechira, someone says, I'm selling the whole house. And it irks me when the Talmud Chacham says, I'm selling the whole house. They tell me, you're selling the chametz in the house. I say, no, I'm selling the whole house. So I tell them, don't use the shtar. The shtar we use for Mechiras Chametz doesn't sell the house. All it sells is the chametz in the house. Even if a Rav is going to tell you 100 times that he's selling the whole house, if you're using the same shtar mechira that all of Klal Yisrael uses, There's certain variations in them, but basically, we all use the shtar. It doesn't say anywhere there that you're selling the house. It just says you're selling the chametz in the house. What do you gain? A person, in theory, and I'll explain, in theory gains that he's not mechuyev to be baidik his house. Baidik his house means not only to check the house, but to get rid of all the chametz in the house. Just like your closet could be full of chametz, your house could be full of chametz. What? He wants to avoid a bedika. Now, there's a catch, because the Mishnah Brura brings Chalukei Deis as to whether that really works. Right now, the night of Pesach, the night of Bedika, you do have chametz. You plan to sell it tomorrow. Now, if you plan to sell it tomorrow, the question is whether that's adequate to avoid Bedika. And I say, why do I need Bedika? Bedika is to know which chametz you have. Know where you have chametz, what chametz you have. We do Bedika, if we wouldn't be selling it, we do Bedika because we want to know tomorrow what to burn, what to put aside and burn, and what we put aside to eat. And we sort of take stock of all of the chametz that we have. The question is, the Mishnah Brura brings Chalukei Deis, if it's enough, I'm just selling, so to speak, everything in the house, I want to do Bedika. Because of this, there is a custom among many Rabbanim, myself included, to do a mechira the day before. Normally we call it a mechira as your gimel. The regular mechira is on your dalet. And the day earlier, mechira, bedikas chametz normally is the night of the 14th. If you sold it already before bedika, then certainly there's no chiyah for a person to look. He knows he has no chametz in the house. All the chametz in his house belongs to a guy. So from here came the custom to do a mechiras yud gimel. This year it's a mechiras yud beis, because this year bedikas chametz is moved back the night, back a calendar night, from leil yudale, which is Shabbos, to leil yud gimel, which is Thursday night. And the meila, the mechira to avoid a chiya bedika would be on the day of yud beis, and therefore we do a mechira on yud beis. Yes.
Isn't the way the rough word is Mechiras Chametz take care of this problem of selling the whole house, because the way it's written, you're selling the chametz and the place where the chametz is. So you could cover like many different, all different zones in the house.
Okay, so I want to explain that. This is the first thing, though, I want to explain, that it's a mistaken notion. It's okay people to talk that way, I'm selling the whole house. But you're not selling the house. The guy's not interested in buying the house. The guy is not interested in buying the chametz, but there's no reason for him to buy real estate. Now, the way we always do mechira, nothing to do with any of this, the way we always do mechira is as follows, and I'll come back. We do mechira chametz, we have to make sure the guy acquires, legally owns the chametz. There's a question in the Gemara in Bechairis, Machlekes Rashi and Taisis Pshat in the Gemara, if the kinyan of a guy on Metaltalim is Kesef or the mechanical, which is Meshicha or Hagbah. Meshicha and Hagbah go together. Hagbah is picking it up, and Meshicha is pulling it into your property, acquiring it. So Hagbah and Meshicha are really two of the same type of kinyan. There's a machlekes Rashi and Tosis. The Gemara says, "B'diyisrael bechada, akum bechada." A Jew is kind of a talklim with one kinyan, and the guy has the other mekinyan. So the Gemara is very clear. The Gemara is not clear. Which kinyan does a Jew have on a talklim? So we pass in like the Bad Yarmah, the Gemara, that min ha-Taira, a yid is kind of a talklim with kesef. Min ha-Taira, kesef is kainu metaltalim. Means min ha-Taira, if you give money for a container of milk, you acquire it. And there's a gzeira, shema yaymer nisrufu chitecha ba'aliyah. There's a gzeira. And because of that gzeira, midrabanan, a yid is not kainu metaltalim with kesef. Karka, you're kainu with kesef. A wife, you're kainu with kesef. All kinds of good things you kind of with kesef. But metaltalim not. Rabbanu wa eke the kinyan metaltalim mukesa pashtas, and they said a yid is not kind of metaltalim until he physically acquires the metaltalim. So now we go back to the Gemara and Bechairis, and Rashi and Taisus argue. Gemara says midi Yisrael bechada, akum bechada, which means the Jew has one kinyan, the guy has the other one. So Rashi and Taisus argue, does the Gemara mean, well, minat Taira, a Jew has kesef, and therefore a guy has hagbah mishicha? Or does the Gemara mean, halacha lemaisa, a Jew has hagbah mishicha, and therefore a guy has kesef? So you have a clear Gemara, which is not clear, because Rashi and Taisus have chalukei deis on how to teach this Gemara. If a yid is kaina with kesef, if a guy rather has a kinyan kesef, or if a guy has a kinyan of hagbah / mashicha. Halacha lamaisa, we want to be machmer on both. In other words, ideally, you sell to a guy, you have the guy give you a shava pruta, and have the guy physically be kind of the chametz, and this is the way it was done originally, before it became what it became today, sort of a wholesale mechira. Today, it's just not practical for the guy to go around every house and do mashicha or hagbah on the karka. And therefore, over the generations, different gedolim held that there are other kinyanim that work for a guy. And the bottom line is that in addition to kinyan kesef, the minig in most of Klal Yisrael, at least by the Ashkenazim, is we do five kinyanim. We actually do five distinct kinyanim with the guy, for him to be kaina the chametz. We do kesef, where the guy gives a pruta, and based on Ramesh's psak, the guy gives a pruta per seller. So if someone's selling for 100 people, you need 100 prutas. The guy has to give 100 prutas, 200 prutas, whatever the value of a pruta is after this minute. So the guy does kinyan kesef. Then we do chalipin. Kinyan chalipin is pretty much a universal kinyan. By a yid, chalipin works for everything, except for getting married. But it works, otherwise it works for everything. It works for kesef, it works for metatlim, it works for karka, it works for kinyanim behemoth, it works all around. So we do chalipin, with the assumption of many gedolei ha'poskim that chalipin works by a guy as well. In addition, we do what's called kinyan stumta. Kinyan stumta is a halach in Shulchan Aruch that whatever is considered a kinyan in the minik ha-medina or minik ha-seichrim is kaina. In other words, the Torah sort of is mishabed itself to minik ha-seichrim, and it says if by seichrim there's an understanding that a handshake is a kinyan, then it's a kinyan. In the time of Chazal it was this way, in the time of even the Achrayim, that kias kaf was a kinyan, and therefore we also do kias kaf. So if you'll go to a Bechiras Chametz, you'll see there are a number of rabbanim around the table. The guy goes to each one, and first he gives him money. He gives him money to be kaina. Then he gives him a handkerchief, a kinyan chalipin. And then he does a handshake. Now, it's not really clear that a handshake is a kinyan bizman hazeh. In America today, a handshake is sort of a commitment, but a kinyan that ownership transfers with a handshake, and I'm not certain that there's such a thing. But nevertheless, Ladiris, you didn't have been doing handshakes, so we do it. It doesn't hurt. So we do those three kinyanim. The order doesn't matter, no. Although we try to do kesef first, because kesef is the primary kinyan, really. So generally we do the kesef first. Now, we also do kinyan agav. How do you do kinyan agav? The rav is makna to the guy real estate. In my case, I'm acting to the guy, my boiler room, it's all his. He has a rental of it for the 8 or 9 days, whatever, this year will be even 10 days. He has a rental. He rents it. He gives me a Shava Pruta to rent my boiler room. And Agav Karka, he's kind of metaltalim as well. Now that's a halach in the Gemara. They can be kind of metaltalim Agav Karka. The typical case of Kinyan Agav is when you sell your house and there's a refrigerator in the house or garbage cans in the house. You're selling the guy the house with the refrigerator, with the garbage cans, with whatever is in the house. So Agav the Karka, he's also kind of the metaltalim. In my case, we rent it, right? I don't want to sell it. Rental also, in case Chivas Kaka also has. Now, the Gemara has a Shaila. If you need Siburim B'Saychai or not, if Kinyan Agav only works for things that are in the Karka or even not, the Gemara says, Sadra Diara Charu, the globe is one big piece of Karka, and therefore, with Kinyan Agav, you don't need Siburim B'Saychai, and we makna the Karka to the guy. And with Kinyan Agav, that's the fourth Kinyan. So far we have four Kinyanim. Kesef, Chalipin, and Stumta. And then Kinyan Agav. Now Kinyan Agav is a little more complicated. Because I'm renting the guy my boiler room. Which Kinyan do I have to do to be marked in my boiler room to the guy? Does Kesef work by a guy for Karka? So what we end up doing is on the Karka for Kinyan Agav, we also do three Kinyanim. So the guy separately is kind of my boiler room. He gives me kesef, chalipin, and stumta, the same three. So if you actually watch this whole process, you'll see that first, we usually do kinyanaga first, even though we do kesef, we do kinyanaga first, just to make it easier. So first the guy gives the rav, the three kinyanim, and with that he's kind of the karka, and along with the karka, he's kind of all the chametz, the makim shehu, with kinyan agav. And then, separately, he does a kinyan on the chametz itself, and we hope and pray the guy is following what we tell him. But what we do is each one, when we do it, we tell him, this is what's happening now. And over the years, we've had different guys, those who are more understood better, those who don't. Sometimes they come back and you say, remember last year? He says, yeah, remember what chametz is? If he doesn't remember what chametz is, that's pretty bad. But, you know, it's what happens. Now, that's four kinyanim. There's a fifth kinyan that I want to explain to you. It's not only, the fifth part is not only al kinyan. It's the following. Let's say you own a supermarket. And you have chametz in the store. Right? You cover it up with the mini gestrol of brown paper, they still use brown paper, or you cover it up with plastic garbage bags, and it's all covered, and it's chametz. You're selling it to the guy. Now, there's a problem. It's not only if you have a supermarket, if you have a schnapps in your house. Now, someone like me, you know, I don't really have, I don't usually have much, any chametz in my house. The most I have is a box of cookies, you know, so okay. So I sell it to the guy. Let's say you're a store. That is a problem. The one problem is your rights are bikiyumai. You want the chametz to be there. Maybe a guy's chametz. There's an iser to be rights of bikiyumai, to have interest in the chametz being there. Rights of bikiyumai, Rashi seems to understand, is part of the iser deraisa of beer chametz. Rashi says, it's the Rashi in Avodah Zarah. Rashi says that since the Torah obligates you to get rid of it, you're not allowed to be in a situation of rights of bikiyumai. Rashi's mechadish that there's rights of kiyumai even by Avodah Zarah. He explains the Gemara that way. There's no beferish of Gemara. And Rashi says, just like the chametz, you mechayev to be, or you mechayev to destroy Avodah Zarah, not allowed to be rights of bikiyumai. Rights of bikiyumai is a halachic term. That means you can't be in a situation where you want it to be there. Rights of bikiyumai. It's not Shema Yavi, it's a mechitza in front of it. There's no gezeirah Shema Yalaychla, so you have a mechitza. So right to be is a separate Aveira. Rashi understands that part of the Issa Bior is an issa to be reis of kiyumai. Whether we like it or not, that's what it says. In Shulchan Aruch it says, if you lend a guy a pot, and the guy puts chametz in the pot, the yid is not, you know, you're allowed to lend the guy a box to store his chametz, no problem. But you lend him a pot and he's going to cook chametz in it, it's also your right to be kiyumai. If the chametz wouldn't be there, the pot would burn. Because there's chametz in the pot, that's why it doesn't burn. It says in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to lend a guy a pot to cook chametz, because when he cooks chametz, the pot will get burnt. If not for the chametz, that's called right to be kiyumai. Now, let me just, putting that aside for a moment, we have a problem of right to be kiyumai. The stores for sure, every store, and I don't mean to make fun of supermarkets, Risen's Bakery also has piles of flour. And flour in America nowadays is all chametz. Even plain flour is chametz. And we're right to be kiyumai. You want to open the bakery Matzah Pesach and make brownie bars for the next day. You want to have a cake for the next day. You're right to be kiyumai. So that itself is an issue.
The box.
What?
The bakery has a din box.
The bakery?
Has a din box.
But you're right to be kiyumai for a different reason. The guy's chametz in my box, I don't care. If that chametz gets stolen or removed, I don't care. But the chametz in my store, I care. Or someone has schnapps in the house. He likes the schnapps. He's right to be kiyumai. So what we do is we use an exception to right to be kiyumai. Right to be kiyumai is only also in Beis Yisrael, only in a Jew's property. If there's chametz in a non-Jew's property, and your right to be kiyumai, it's irrelevant. You have no shaykh, it's not your chametz. The fact that you're happy a guy has chametz, that your right to be kiyumai, that a guy should have chametz, is not an issue. It's not an issue at all. Now, what?
He owes you money for it.
So we'll talk about the money, which is a good topic. Let me just finish this. Your right to be right to be kiyumai when the chametz is by a guy, that's not aser. And therefore, because the Caleb Shalom also kind of like, in your keli, or in your, it's even though it's in the guy's rishos, but it's in your kli, so it's a problem. It doesn't matter, but Caleb... Caleb shall kind of Rishus Makna is a Rishus for itself.
Anytime there's a Rotsu de Kiyumo issue, does it turn the owner of the Chametz into a Shomer?
No, even if there's no Achrayus. Right to be Kiyumo is a problem. It's a problem of Gamri. It says if your guy leaves Chametz in your backyard, and you're not legally responsible, but he's a tough fellow, and he's gonna make sure you give it to him. You're gonna feel you have to give it to him. The Shulchan Aruch says that's a problem. And let me finish the kinyanim just. So what we do is a fifth kinyan, and that kinyan chatzar. We are makna, not only the chametz, but wherever the chametz is located to the guy. In other words, the closet that you're selling. If there's chametz there, we're makna the chametz. If you don't know about it, but there's a cookie under your bed in the bedroom. So the karka under that cookie were makna to the guy. What it says in the shtar is that we're selling to the guy the chametz, and the place where the chametz is located is also becomes the guy's, so that there's no issue of right to be kiyumai, and you gain kinyan chatzar. So, but that's the right to be kiyumai is only also in a Beis Yisrael. You have to realize, even the store says, I'm not having any cereal in my house. It's going to be in the guy's store. He's delivering a Matzah Shabbos. You're still right to be kiyumai. So what? If it's not in your store, it's in his store. He's still, you want him to have it. He's delivering it to you Matzah Yom Tif. You want him to have it. There's no issue of right to be kiyumai in a Beis Akum. And that's what Shai Tshuva brings. And we actually sell to do kinyan chatzar, a fifth kinyan. And we're marviach, the rights of b'kiyumai issue, that there's no issue of rights of b'kiyumai with the chametz of the guy. So we do five kinyanim, Separately for Kinyan Agav, we do the three Kinyanim, which is kind of my boiler room, whatever I designate, and with it, all the Chametz for Kinyan Agav. And there we do the other four Kinyanim, which has the guy giving the three things, giving money and money, a handshake, and money, a handshake, a chalipin, for to do the kinyan on the chatzar as well.
Now, the first one, you said the fruits are for the seller, the rabbi who gives it, has to put it for every single individual?
Yeah, if you have 100 names, what?
You have 100 people there.
So you have 200 prutas. I'll explain what a prut is. I don't want to get sidetracked. I'll explain. Yeah. Now,
go back to four. If somebody is home, and he can't, he's not able to do bidika. So the best way for him to do it is to do a mechir yigimu, and therefore what happens if he won't mechir bidika?
That's true. Let me finish, okay? I'll come to it. Now, I just want to tell you, we do one more kinyan. We also do kinyan shtar. What we do, what you're signing to buy a rav is a shtar harshah. It gives a shus to the rav to sell it. Lamaisa, it has a list of all the addresses. We take a shtar mechira, staple it to the shtar harshah, and we fill it in. We fill it in with the guy's name, and all the shtar mechira is log. It has all the conditions of the sale, and it has the date and the place. And the guy signs it, and then we formally do the kinyan. Kinyan shtar is not like chalipin. Chalipin, you give the guy gives you a handkerchief, and he's kind of, it's an exchange. Kinyan shtar works the other way around. With giving a shtar, you're giving ownership, just like you buy a house. You get a deed, and with the deed, you get the ownership, if that's a kinyan shtar. Here also, with the shtar, we do, so in a way, it's a sixth kinyan. We call it a fifth kinyan because the kinyan chatzar is just sort of automatic. It goes along with everything that's happening. And those are the kinyanim that we do. Now, getting back to avoiding bedika. Everybody is supposed to do bedika on the night of bedika's chametz. If somebody is not home, and he does a mechiras yugimel, or this year a mechiras yudbeis, he has no chiyah bedika in his house. Wherever he's staying, he should do a bedika because Chazal made a takana to be chayav a person in bedika. Everybody has some place to be bedik. You have your car, you have your pockets, even you have the room that you're in, the room that you're staying in. So a person is mechuyav to do bedika on Chol HaMoed. If you go to a hotel, the first thing you do is you do a bedika. I used to go on a Chol HaMoed trip. We slept over in a hotel. The boys knew. We went in with flashlights, and the first thing we did was bedikas chametz in the hotel, and we found chametz. It's not like, you know, you didn't find behind the chest, or you found it. They clean, but they don't clean like a lady cleans for Pesach. And you always have to do bedika. Leil bedika, you have to do bedika if you're staying by someone. So the best thing is to give a dollar and be kind of schirus on the room that you on the bedroom you're using. If you're a guest, you probably don't have a din seicher. So you give a dollar, be kind of the room, and do bedikas chametz in that room. If you're not sure, you could do bedikas chametz, you never brought chametz there, so be yitz with the bracha of the mavarech in the house if you're afraid of a bracha. But everyone should do bedika. Someone who's not going to be home Thursday night will be in transit, so he should, when he sells a bedikas yud gimel or yud beis, leave over one room. If you're in transit, he'll still be home. Or if he'll be in transit, leave over one room in his house and do bedika in that one room, either that night or the night before, just to be mekayim the takanas chazal of bedika.
So we have to specify the people who are traveling, tell the rav to do bedika, right?
Ideally, that's what should be done. And I said, b'shuvuris chalukei dayis. This is all not issachamis. This is all the takana of bedika. Whether they mechuyav do a bedika the day before they leave. Now I know some people go away and the wife still cleans the house. She says she can't, you know, she grew up with it. She doesn't do it because Shulchan Aruch says so. She does it because that's what the ladies do. So she can do bedika the night before. If you want to be part of bedika, Yeah, most people know that if they go away, they have to do bedikah the night before. And if they're aware that they can do the sale and then they avoid it, then they avoid it. I don't know how you do bedikah in a house that you didn't clean. Because there has to be a chiyuv bedikah, and a guest in a room really doesn't have bialis in the room. He's not mechuyiv in the mezuzah in his room. He's not chutzlaretz anyway. But he doesn't have an ownership. I think he could make a bracha if he's mesupik, so be yitzef. You do bedika. You have to bedika. I got news to you. My house, the night of bedika, is also becheskes baduk, right? The Shai Tshuva says the ladies check all the house, so it becomes a makor shemet isa by chametz, right? What are we checking for? The Orlando house is no better than my house. I don't know if it's a mokim. You mean it's? I think you can make a brach. I think you mechuyif to bedika. You don't know who you're relying on.
Just to compare the kinyan that we make on Pesach to kiddushin. On kiddushin, we do kesef, kalim, and shtar.
No. We do one kinyan. By marriage, it's been a long time. All you did is kinyan kesef, and you don't know kinyan shtar. Suba. People think suba is a star of as a marriage contract. It's not, it doesn't make, you know, I've had people who lost their ksuba, and they asked me almost hopefully, are we still married? You know, it's ksuba has nothing to do with being married. It's kesef shtar or bia, that's the kinyan. Kesef, it's one or the other, it's not all three. Here also, you only one kinyan. We're not sure which one, so we do the five kinyanim that we do. That's to be mechayiv yourself in the ksuba, but not the marriage. The king khalifa and the ksuba, you obligate yourself in what it says in the contract. But it doesn't make a person married or not married. Okay.
Why
don't you have to sell the chametz at all? So we'll talk about it, Mitzvah Shem. We're not saimach on bittul. Mara says that we're not saimach on bittul alone for a number of reasons. Shem Yitzhak Luski Yafa. Mara says it's not enough. Bittul's not enough. No, you have to destroy it. If you want to avoid destroying it, then you sell. But it's your room. You're staying in the room. So maybe it's not your room. Then you're avoiding the chiyuv bedikah. Because I mean, it's a kind of bedikah. Ideally, a person should. It's not ma'akiv on Pesach, but. If you have a schnapps collection, you're not looking for the guy to buy it from you. You're looking to buy it back. If you want to sell it to the guy, it's fine. It's not a problem. If you know, you're not a schnapps collector. You know, it's not, if somebody would tell you, I'll take all your svarim and I'll pay you for it. Don't worry. You'd be happy. I'll have the $5 from schnapps, but is David here? David, you'd be happy to get rid of all your collection? No. You happy to sell it? It's a real Kenyan. Why is it a real Kenyan? It's a real Kenyan. The guy at Mechiras Chametz, the guy is obligated to pay the full price. The down payment is the Kenyan, and the shtar obligates him. It says you have to pay Sach if he wants to. When it comes time to pay, if he doesn't want to sell it back, the shtar says we'll get three experts to assess the value. And we'll pay. He has to pay the full value. We're not giving it to the guy for a pruta. We're giving it to the guy for its value. He makes a down payment, and we're hopeful that he'll sell it back. You have to pay Sach, which is typically what happens. If not, it's not. What? Sure, the guy comes to the house, you have to pay Sach. We're getting it sidetracked. Let me try to go beseder. So these are the kinyanim that we do with mechira chametz. Now, people are asking me about selling mechira chametz be'en. As you know, many b'nai Torah have a chumrah not to sell chametz be'en. The makar for that is the gra. The Vilna Gaon was makbid not to sell any chametz be'en, and therefore many b'nei Torah makbid not to sell any real chametz. How much real chametz do you have anyway when it comes? You try to plan things out. You don't have any real chametz. You don't sell chametz better. People ask me, what about taruvas chametz? Is that included in the gross chumrah? So I don't know if it's included in the gross chumrah. It's a little bit of a complicated question. Taruvas chametz includes things like mustard that could have chametz stick of vinegar in it. And Rapam used to tell people, you don't have to be makbid on taruvas chametz, and certainly not suffik taruvas chametz. And nevertheless, I think in the yeshiva world, a lot of bnei Torah are makbid not to sell taruvas chametz, although schnapps seems to be the minhag to sell it. I don't sell any schnapps because I don't own any schnapps. But somebody who has schnapps is the first year after my father's patira, I realized before Pesach that for the first time in my life I owned schnapps. Of course, there were schnapps in my father's house. Pesach, so I went there. The open bottles I threw away, and the closed bottles I gave away. And what? Not my mother's, it was mine. My mother has a right to live in the house. She doesn't drink schnapps. She was not a schnapps drinker. My mother has a right, an almana has a right to live in the house, kol yemei amanusa, to live off the house the same way she lived all along. The same style of living, she's allowed to give away gifts the way she always used to. And that's the halacha. And the bank account's in her name. It could be the house is in her name. It's hers. But the schnapps wasn't hers. And therefore, the schnapps was I got rid of it once, and I got rid of it forever. But what? Rapop said, Taruvis, you have to be makbid. Schnapps, I don't know if it's because it's not really chametz ben or because it's more expensive, but people are more mekel. What? No, because it's not a question of paiskim. Because you're allowed to sell chametz. Someone told me that he was by Ramesha, by Mechira. Ramesha told him, if everyone's just going to sell crumbs, what kind of Mechira are you doing to the guy who's just selling a bunch of crumbs? So you got to make sure you're selling him something. You sell him something, and with it, the crumbs, okay. But you're making a whole mechira with five kinyanim on crumbs? It's a very, very strange thing. So Baruch Hashem, we have people that do sell chametz, which is 100% legitimate. 100% legitimate that people sell. And many people are not aware that some things may be chametz thick, and they may be selling.
There's no chametz, what do we burn?
No, so you save chametz to burn in the morning. That has nothing to do. You sell it to the guy, the chametz, except what you set aside. If you set aside something for burning, that's not included in the mechira. Now, what? Gefilte fish that has matzah meal in it is taruvas chametz. Some of it has a kazayis b'dechilas pras, and some doesn't. I would think if it is a kazayis b'dechilas pras, that would be called chametz be'en. It's something a person could be chayv karis l'arachman l'tzlam for. And if there isn't. The yeshiva gefilte fish definitely has a kazayis of matzah b'dechilas pras. The better fish, the more fishy fish, I assume, has less. I don't know. So I want to talk to you about what they call the Goyim's Chumrah about buying chametz after Pesach. Chametz, I told you I'm noig. I don't sell chametz ben, knowingly, I might. And some people are noig. Some people are not noig. It's perfectly okay. What bothers me is after Pesach, the Ayidin that go and shop dafka by Goyim, they don't want to shop by Yidin, because they don't want to buy chametz that was seimach on the heter of mechira, and they understand that the gra asked even chametz that you were seimach on the heter mechira. So I want to mention to you that it's not only not a chumra bizman hazeh, but it's a tremendous kilkel for a number of reasons. And really, there are three main nekudas I want to tell you. People are makbid; they go to shop by goyim, and number one, of the four main distributors, wholesale distributors in our area, three are owned by Freie Yidden. Three of the food distributors, Jews seem to own everything, I don't know why. Kreisdale is the biggest, it's owned by a Freie Yidden, who steadfastly refuses to do any sort of mechirin. And then there are two other lesser known companies that distribute, and then the chametz in that property is vaday chametz shavalav haPesach. What a person should do, the Debrecina Rav, when he was alive, was makbid that my father should buy the flour and sell it to a guy through him. My father was makbid just the opposite of what people do. Not only that, but when my father had a Jewish flour supplier, not only did he fill up the store with flour, but Debrecina was makbid he should go to the warehouse and buy a pallet or two, whatever it was, of flour before Pesach to include in the mechira. And he had to identify it because he can't buy without identifying. So he had to go there and stamp. He brought along a couple of his workers and they climbed up on the pallet and they stamped all of the chametz, all the flour that they were buying. It was a very funny thing. There used to be, maybe you remember, maybe it's still there, on 18th Avenue, between 47th and 48th Street, A-Bar. Remember a stamping company. So I once went, we were davening, and then on the way home, my father stopped in. He told me, I need a stamp. He said, what should it say? He said, it doesn't matter. Whatever you have in the garbage. Give me any stamper. So he pulled out a stamper. It was like a large C, or maybe it was a large U. He said, perfect. Why? What?
Back in the face.
Get back in the face. So why did he need it? He needed the stamper to go to the flour company and stamp all the bags. He didn't care what it said, as long as it was a simon for which ones he had. And they went, they stamped all the bags, and Reiser Zachary bought it. So the hiddur was that we bought all the chametz before Pesach and we sold it to a guy. Today, people think the hiddur is that it wasn't by us over Pesach. Now, if it wasn't by you and you know it's a guy's, that's wonderful. But just to go to a guyish local supermarket and to buy chametz and think that that's better than buying by a firm yid, it's just factually inaccurate. In the time of the Gra, I doubt they had the same distributors that they have today. Today, it's just not true. Not only that, the distributors in this area, over Yom Tif, are busy making deliveries to the non-Jewish stores. The Jewish stores are taking deliveries. And they know that after Yom Tif, they're going to be busy. They sell many non-chametz things. Only a handful of things that are chametz things. So, Adarabba, the deliveries are made over Pesach. And it's a major hepach ha-kavon of the chumra to go dafka and buy by a guy and not by a guy. That's the first cheshbon. The second cheshbon is that chametz shavar alav haPesach is a knas derabbanan. We pass, I think Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in the Mishnah, we pass in min haTorah, chametz shavar alav haPesach is totally mutter. Totally mutter. The Rabbanan counts it a yid, Rachman al son owns chametz over Pesach, that after Pesach you have to destroy it. Even ba'inus. Even if he owns it ba'inus, and Einis Gomor is an exception, but if he owns it, Stamba or Einis and Beshegeg, they constant chametz that a yid has over Pesach. Now, it makes no sense. You go into a Jewish store. The man went to his rabbi. Could be he went to the Gadol Hadar. Could be he went to Ramesha. And he made Ramesha Shliach to sell the chametz. Now, there's no logical explanation of holding that there's a knas on this yid. A chametz shavalov haPesach. He did what halacha required. He went to the Pesach Hadar and he made a mishliach to sell the chametz. What shayich that there's a knas? What far-fetched stretch of imagination could anybody have that there's a knas of chametz shavuot of Pesach on this yid? He did what it says in halacha. He did what the Pesach Hadar say to do. And what? It makes no sense. The whole notion, if it's done right, that there should be a chumra of not buying by a yid. And there's a knas. What? So it's hard to know what the Gra meant. It's a Maaser Rav. It's hard to know what he meant. It could be there were places where it wasn't reliable, where it was right. So Bikiyum, I don't know what the Gra's reason was. But nobody's ever been able to explain to me, Api Halacha, what reason there could be to be Chayshish for Chametz in a Yid's Rishus. What we do is just the opposite. We go right after Pesach, we buy up as much Chametz as we could, in a Jewish-owned store. We know he sold it. We're not worried about distributors bringing things later. And we stack up on the chametz, whatever. Now, we're only talking about chametz. Right? Most things you buy are kidneys or non-chametz, non-kidneys. But the frum stores, they sell the chametz. So the stores have to be aware of it. The stores have to know which distributors they get it from, and what they get, and how long they wait. And the main problem is cereal, but that's part of the achrayus of a store owner, to know what he's getting. And so the store owners have a responsibility. I once left Mechiras Chametz in Rabbi David's house in Avenue K in East 10th. And I was walking over to Eichler's. I wanted to buy my wife a gift for Yom Tov. I placed a store on the block. They were getting delivery. It was in the street, a pallet of boxes of cereal on Erev Pesach morning. Whatever Mechira he did, this was not going to be included in the Mechira. And it was a store owner has to be responsible. He's not a Talmid Chacham. He had no idea what he was doing. He had pallets of chametz on the side of the street. The guy was delivering now. He was stocking up his store for after Pesach. He had no clue that he was buying chametz and was not included in the Mechira, and it was a problem. They're makbid what they get from distributors later. They put a lot of effort into it that it shouldn't, for me, in that makbid, that should not be chametz shavala v'pesach. They're very conscious of it and very makbid. Let them stock the stores. I remember Mandy Bauman told me, I think about cereal, that he stocks up the basement as much as he could fit, and much chametz. What? They stock it up. Brown paper also, okay. So, yeah. If you don't know what you're getting afterwards, there's a third cheshbon. The third cheshbon is that there's a mitzvah deraisa to buy by a Jew. There is a mitzvah deraisa to buy by a yid and not by a guy. I was in a store in a supermarket in a Borough Park. Now, without shame, a yid tells me out loud in the middle of the store, he says, "Do you know if ShopRite is owned by goyim? I only want to buy by goyim." He's in the middle of a yid store. And he talks like that. I just couldn't understand. There was no shame. I mean, no shame at all. It's a pelon. But you should always buy by yidin. And the chametz, you have to be careful. It shouldn't be chametz coming from a goyish distributor. And it's a problem. Some cereal stays a very long time, has a forever shelf life, and it's some of it's problematic. So, because they have to produce it. Nothing. At any rate, this is the halacha of the mechira. The what? It's hard to know. I don't know. You have to look in those who are experts in the. It's a Maaser Rav, I believe. I happen to have a Maaser Rav here with the collector all the Mefarshim. I didn't look at this, but it's hard to believe from the Maaser Rav alone that the Gra held that there's be'etzem a problem as opposed to who knows where it came from type of problem. It's very difficult. I don't know. You have to talk to Talmidei Agra. I was once in the car with Rav Moshe, and Rabbi Luth Ovashal was the backseat. Rabbi Luth asked him, they say, b'shem the Gra, that the Gra was makbid to lay the Megillah personally and to lay Parsha Zohar personally. That's what he told Rav Moshe. So Rav Moshe told him, Sishvetz Gleb. He said, it's hard to believe. You're not Yetzir Shemei HaKoyin the Parsha Zohar? Should be a reason to do it yourself. Shemei HaKoyin doesn't work. He says, Sheshretz Gleb. He used an expression that they say stories about me that are not true also. And I think it's a Maaser Rav. Maybe it's not a Maaser Rav. Maybe if I remember correctly, it's in the Hagdama to Binyan Shlomo. But the Gra, I'm not saying the Gra didn't do it, but it's possible he had a cheshbon that we don't know. Could be he didn't want to embarrass the Bakir and he felt the Bakir doesn't lane properly. I don't know. But it was not written by the Gra. It's generally considered reliable, although there's at least one entry in the Maaser Rav with a footnote from Rishos Salanta that it's a toss. In Maaser Rav, one of the things it says is that the Gra said that Tfilah, Kiddush B'Tfilah has to be before Kiddush Al HaKais. And that's the order b'chol hashas, kiddush b'tfilah, and then kiddush al hakayis, and you have to be makbid on the order. And in the footnote, it says b'shem esor salat, it's a tos. It's not even true about shas. The Gemara says paris mapa, you make kiddush. It doesn't say paris mapa, misbal u'makadish. And it's a tos. The Mishnah Brura says stoma. You're allowed to make kiddush al hakayis first, and daven ma'ariv later. He says it as a double stomach. He doesn't bring the ma'aser. There are other places where the Maaser Rav already went through many hands and was considered reliable. On the whole, it's considered reliable, but not everything there is recorded with all of the pratim of the story. Right, so he buys it, he owns it, and then he sells it to the guy. He buys it, not Erev Pesach. The guy, the straw in the street was a problem. The chametz was a problem, but other people, they buy the chametz days before, and then they make the Rav a shliach, and he does the mechira, and then the mechira is done, and that's the way.
What's the meaning of
kinyan agav? Kinyan agav is a way of acquiring things. Again, the easiest example is if I sell you a house, and we do kinyan kesef on the house. I'm also selling you the refrigerator, or the desk. So kesef is not kind of a desk. Kinyan agav says that if in one sale I sell you the house with the desk, with the refrigerator, that agav, that you're kind of the karka, agav is along with, you're also kind of a metafel. And the Gemara says that even works if it's not there, if it's in a different location. I tell you, agav is selling you the house, I'm selling you something else. So we learn out of Nach, don't start up. And I have Yoshafat, I believe. Yoshafat is, I think, Aram Betzura, Im, Yehuda, together with, and it's a deraisa dikakin. It works. Now, what? Yes. It's a gila. No, the gila is different. Kabbalah, kinyan, it's not a mitzvah, it's a gila. Now, so this has to do with the Mechira of Chametz. One of the fascinating Pesach Dika topics is about selling chametz for someone who's unaware. Either someone in a coma, lay aleinu, someone who's not conscious, or someone who messed up. He didn't write, he wrote the wrong address on his shtar, or he did something incorrectly. Selling chametz for someone who's not aware of chametz he may have. It could happen that he shipped chametz beforehand. Unless he doesn't know, you know, it's being returned to sender. It's coming back. He's getting chametz. So, there's a fascinating machlokes to Ktzais and just about everybody else, which starts with one machlokes and balloons to a dozen different yesidistika machlokes. And the machlokes is what we call in the yeshiva world zachin le'adam v'loy zachin me'adam. And it means the following. We all know that zachin l'adam shalai b'fanav. That means I can acquire something. If I know you want it, I can be zaycha something for you. I can pick up something in your kindness. We learn it out, at least according to one man, the Armor of the Gemara, out of Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, that was zaycha even for ketanim. You could acquire things for a person. See, you assume that he wants it. The Truma Sadeshet has a tshuva. If you come upon a lady's dough, and the dough is rising, it's going to turn sour. And it's rising near the oven, and she went away, she got delayed. So you're a good neighbor, you want to braid the challis and put it into the oven for her. And you know she's tefreden with it. But you have to separate challah. So Truma Sadeshet says, that Rabbah Paskins, that you're allowed to separate challah for her. It's a schus, you know she wants it. So you can separate challah on her behalf, on zachin l'adam shalai b'fanav, and then you could bake it for her, and she'll come back. She'll say thank you, and everything shalom Yisrael. Everything's good. That's what it says in the Truma Sadeshen. There are many rayas from Gemaris to the Truma Sadeshen that zechiyah works. The Ktzais HaChayshin, in his unique style, says afapi shani yedeya she'eni kedai to argue with the Truma Sadeshen, the Kolshkein with the Ramah, Paskins like the Truma Sadeshen, Afal Pikain, I have to tell you the truth, it's a mistake. The Ksais says the following, which is perfectly logical. He says, there's a parash of shlichus. Someone has to make you a shliach. He says, I designate you my shliach. Now, if he didn't designate you a shliach, you can't do things for him. However, there's another parash of zachin. Zachin means you can acquire things for him. So he says, there's nothing more than the chiddush that it says. It says that there's a parash if he makes you a shliach. And there's zachin, which is to acquire things for him. You can acquire things for a person. But if it's a schus for him to give something away, he has to make you a shliach. There's no zachin in our language. There's zachin le'odam, v'loy zachin me'odam. You can't give a person things away because it's a schus for him. The nafkamina, the first shul of Rabbi Yisrael Chanan and Bar Yitzchak, is selling chametz for a person, let's say he's in a coma, and le'aleinu, he's not aware, or he's senile, he's not aware, and they didn't appoint an apotropos yet. And you want to sell chametz for him. So, according to the Ksai, Zachin le'adam v'lay me'adam. You can't sell his things if he doesn't make you a shliach. However, the Deikal HaHaloch is not like the Ksai, even though Ksai at the end finds a Rishon who holds like him, but we paskin not like the Ksai, so we paskin Zachin me'adam. You can do schia and sell for somebody. A number of years ago, Rabbi Yisbi was still alive. He used to argue by Bechiris Chametz. He had the style of most of the classic American rabbonim. When you sell the Chametz, they give you a document, and you have to write where the Chametz is located, this closet, and this place, etc. And you give it to him. As you know, I just have people write down the address, and I tell you, I'm selling it. Sometimes people tell me it's in the closet. I said, look, where it is your business. I'm selling it wherever it is at this address. So, as you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has a sense of humor. And this is before cell phones. I get a call on Chol HaMoed from a yid who tells me, I'm ashamed to say, but there's a box of Cheerios on my refrigerator. And we set it aside for breakfast Erev Pesach, and Erev Pesach we were busy, and we had the Pesach Seder, we had everything, we walked back and forth, we opened and closed the refrigerator, and at Chabad we realized there's a box of cereal on the refrigerator. What do? You have to burn it, are we allowed to touch it? I tell him, don't worry, it was sold with the Chabad's. It's a guy's Cheerios, not your Cheerios. He says to me, I didn't sell what's on my refrigerator. And who'd you sell it with? He said, Rabbi Yisbi. So I told him, Rabbi Yisbi writes, after that, he writes, B'chol Mokim Shehu. He said, yeah, but I didn't make him a shliach. B'chol Mokim Shehu. The Ben Tayri says, I listed what chametz, I didn't sell this box of Cheerios. So do me a favor, go to Rabbi Yisbi and tell him your taina. And now, according to the Ksais, it's a problem. Not like the Ksais, it's really not a problem. Because he made him a shliach, everything in the closet. Rabbi Yisbi, when he wrote it, he wrote to B'chol Mokim Shehu, wherever it might be. So he did it without telling him. But really, it's perfectly okay. Zachin Me'adam, you know, he wants to sell it. So really, really, really it is. And that's what we rely on. Now, the question that he was mafkir and mevatel chametz, we're not Saimach HaBittel alone. We're always chayshish that by Bittel, Shema, the Machleks Rishayim, on Dapez HaManal from Sachem, the Ran says, Shema Le Bittel Yafa Yafa. Maybe, you know, he's merachim on it. He really rather not do a bittel on it. Maybe it was that mevatel et yafa, and we don't rely on bittel alone, or maybe at shabi yinsa gluska yafa. You might find that we don't rely on bittel. But, I would assume the bittel is a bittel, but we don't rely on that by itself. Al kapadim, this is the way. Now, the ksais is machlaikas, zachin ladam, zachin meyadam, as I said, has antennas. In machlaikas, if how Zechiyah works. Taisvis, Anksuvis Yud Aleph, and Gittin Yud Aleph says Zechiyah Metam Shlichus. Zachin L'Adam is just a type of Shlichus. It's an automatic Shlichus. Obviously, the Ktzais doesn't like that. A separate Ktzais. It says Zechiyah Metam Shlichus. Now, Zechiyah Metam Shlichus, you can do anything. So then you can sell for him too. A Shliach, if Zechiyah is automatic Shlichus, you can do anything. The Ktzais says Nirali Iker, Shezchiyah mitam yad, and he brings good rayas. Nearly yikr that zchiyah is mitam yad, He says, Nili ikakari shainim, that tzchiyas betam yad. The tzais is, if you want to look it up, the first tzais is in, we argue it says Reish Mem Gimel Sif Katan Ches. You want to have some Einik Shabbos, you can enjoy it. And the second tzais, tzchiyas, I didn't jot down the Maramokim, but anyway, the Ksais holds Chia Betam Yad, and nearly Ika Karishaitim Shas Chia Betam Yad. There's a line in the Stipler. He says, Loi Mitzasi a Rishon that to say a Lashon Chia Betam Yad. The Ksais probably didn't mean that Rishaitim used that Lashon. He means that they hold Chia Betam Yad. But again, it's a Ksais's Das Yachid. He says, Chia doesn't work with Tam Shlichus, it only works with Tam Yad, and this becomes a whole other machloikis about how Ger Katan works, how you make Ger Katan, al zachin le'odom, you're not acquiring anything for him. So it becomes a whole new set of machloikis, and a third set of machloikis that comes off of the Ksais has to do with you visiting my house. Let's say you go to my house, you visit, and you're waiting for me. And while you're waiting, you're thirsty, you want to take a drink. Are you going to take a drink? My water, or my soda, or my cookie, are you allowed to eat it? Now, you're 100% sure I would let you have a drink. I'm telling you, I would. I'm 100% sure. But I'm not there. Is it a Maisa Geneva? You're waiting for me. You're sitting, you're waiting for me, and you're thirsty. You want to take a cup of soda? Are you allowed to take it? Well, if you hold that Zechia means that whatever I would make you a shliach for, it's as if I did. So certainly I could let you eat something or drink something. The Ksais says, what are you talking about? You can't do things. Yish lamidas lo have a yish. If he would know, he would be masking. But we probably yish lamidas lo have a yish. It's a third Ksais. The Ksais fight to all the shitasai. Holds it's not automatic. It doesn't work that way. It can't be an automatic thing. He's hung with a shach. Not automatic. Well, Nichalei will have a mitzvah b'mamayin is something else. We have another day that Nichalei will have a mitzvah b'mamayin. How it works like the Ksais, I'm not sure, but that's what Gemara says. But, no, to sell, one thing to do a mitzvah, another thing to sell something that he owns. So I have to tell you, the teretz to Yish Levidas, the Machna Frayim says, Yish Levidas have a Yish, because nobody wants to be Miyayish. You lose something, you don't want to be miayish. You want to get it back. But kachok, people are miayish. So yish lamidas lo have a yish. Machna Frayim says, something you dafka want, that you dafka want, he's a good friend of you, you dafka want him to do it, there's no shlamidas lo have a, there's no such thing. That works, that's an umdana of the das of a person. So, I think that how long is like the Machna Frayim and the Shach. All these three ktsaisin are part of one package of shitas haktsais. Now, help me to sit here and tell you we don't pass like a ktsais, but lamaisa, the ktsais of all these things is a das yachid, pretty much. And, what? If you know he dafka would want you to have it, the psak is you're allowed to have it. Shulchan Harav says if you know he wants, then you can have it. If you know he's not makpid, he's not sure. The Shulchan Harav brings on this shak ktsais. In his Chayuk HaChayshu Mishpat. So,
if you do Mechira, why do you have to have a
Bittel? If you do Mechira, why do you have to do a Bittel? Well, actually, if you do a Bedika, you do a Bittel, you might have missed something. The Mechira, technically you don't need a Bittel. The Bittel is, in case it's something not included in the Mechira. That's really why you have it. But, what? No, you do the Bittel. Well, I don't know if it's a harama. It's a mechira. It's pretty much the idea that it's a harama is pretty much rejected because it's a technical kenyan. If you did a mechira in the sense the guy came to you and he gave it to him and he took it, so you do bittul, he might have something else. But a mechira, I guess the same thing. You remember in the Makara Dvorim there was no absolute mechira of b'chol makim shehu. And also you may have chametz someplace else where for one reason or other you can't do a mechira. Not so posh. People this year have offices that no one could go into. It's a pillar. People tell me that they're locked out of office for a year already. You know, since the pandemic started, they can't even go. So I do a mechira. If the mechira works, I do it. It's a very strange thing. Besides that, there's no access. King Kesef works, but the idea that that you can't go there, and there's no king chutz, so there's no right to be there.
It's very strange. Before that,
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
After a year, then everything disappears. Like automatically, it becomes puzzle.
Stocks? Sell to a guy. That's right. He gives a down payment. And the shtar says we're going to assess the value after Pesach. That's what it says in the shtar. You should know in Rabbi Beck, who sells for ShopRite on McDonald Avenue, where the way he does it, instead of selling the chametz, ShopRite there is owned, I think it's two goyim and one yid, Ashutfim. He has the yid sell his chelik in the business to the goyim. So it's kuloi owned by goyim over Pesach, and then he buys it back. He doesn't take profits from Pesach, and it's a different way of doing Mashiach. Anyway, I want to wish everybody a Chag Kosher V'Sameach. The next two Sundays will be Pesach and Yitzhak Hashem. The third Sunday, Parshas Shmini, Parshas Tzazir Mitzayra, Yitzhak Hashem, we hope to be back.